Pierce Murphy is Seattle's new civilian director for the Police Department's Office of Professional Accountability. This is an office that's been mired in criticism since the Department of Justice released its scathing investigation that found evidence of biased policing and unlawful levels of force used by Seattle police officers, practices that the Office of Professional Accountability had failed to prevent. Pierce Murphy's been on the job for about 3 months, and one of the first things he did after he took office was to distance himself physically from the police department. He moved his office away from the headquarters. It's symbolic, maybe, of the change Pierce Murphy would like to bring to the department to restore its credibility and its independence. Pierce Murphy is in our studios. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, you're
great
welcome.
To have you.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, I got to ask you, why would you want this job? I just read all these things about how mired in controversy this office is. So why take this thing on?
Well, I like a challenge, and this certainly presented itself as one. I've been doing this kind of work for over 14 years. I opened a similar office in Boise, Idaho, back in 1999, and found the work just really interesting, exciting, and very, very rewarding. So when the opportunity came along here in Seattle, I just had to jump at it.
You have one of the most interesting backgrounds of anybody to do work like this. You were at one point in your life a reserve police officer, and then I believe you were training to become a Jesuit priest some point. And then you worked in industry. You worked for Boise Cascade. How does all that combine to give you the credentials, the experience to do this type of job?
Well, this is a pretty new field, so it's not like many fields that have sort of defined career paths. I came into it because I guess I was in the right place at the right time. Boise at the time in the late 90s had a crisis of confidence in its police department relating to use of force, officer-involved shootings particularly. And because of my background in law enforcement and the work I was doing in human resources, I think I just was in the right place at the right time to help create that office there.
One of the first things, as I mentioned, you did was to physically move your office. What should your relationship be, vis-a-vis the department itself?
In a word, professional yet distant. I think that the public demands and certainly deserves to have oversight that is truly independent, but is but has a working professional relationship with the police department so that changes that need to be made can be made.
When we talk about relationship with the police department, there are the top brass of the department. There's also the rank and file. Are those different kinds of relationships that you have to foster?
Oh, I think so. Of course, I think relationships are built one person at a time, and so you really can't form a relationship with a group of people. I have a lot of work to do in terms of building relationships throughout the community and throughout the police department. If I have to pick, and they're all important, but I think at this point, the most important thing for me to do is to build relationships and trust in the community at large in this city.
And how do those relationships play into restoring, I'm quoting you, credibility and independence of the OPA of your office?
Well, people, I think, expect OPA to be accessible. They want a place where they know that it's easy to come, easy to have their concerns or the complaints heard, and they don't have to jump through a lot of hoops, and they feel comfortable doing that. I think they also expect that the investigations we conduct will be thorough and fair and objective, and I think they expect a lot of transparency. They want us to let them know what we're doing, and they don't want to have to read a lot of complicated jargon to get there.
Do you have to have those same kind of relationships with police officers, don't you?
Well, I do. I mean, I think the relationships with the police officers, it's different. So they're typically not the ones who are filing the complaint. They have an obligation under policy to cooperate with OPA investigations. But I think they need to also believe that the investigations are fair and objective and thorough. And they also have an expectation, and I think a realistic one, that they will be treated with respect.
You have promised face-to-face meetings, 30-minute appointments with anybody who wants to make one, a large commitment. Is it working out for you?
It is. That commitment still stands to your listeners. If they'd like to get a hold of my office and schedule one, I will give them that opportunity. I've learned a whole lot listening to people. It's been really, really gratifying.
Has there been a general thread that comes up again and again in these conversations?
Well, initially, most of the people that contacted us were people that wanted me to reopen things that they'd had in front of OPA before, and it was just interesting to get some history from those people. And now I'm starting to meet with people who have some more current concerns. Very few of them really want to file a complaint. They just want someone to listen to what their concerns are, and I'm learning a whole lot.
I'm talking with Pierce Murphy. He's Civilian Director of Seattle Police Department's Office of Professional Accountability. OPA is a whole lot easier to say than that. You have this job as the police department is undergoing a major reform process itself under the consent agreement with the Department of Justice. That report that from the DOJ, which started that whole process, cited the OPA and its oversight. So I'm curious what your relationship is to the court-appointed monitor, Merrick Bob, to the process itself.
That's a great question. I've known Mr. Bob for almost as long as I've been in the oversight of police business. He's kind of, I guess, the grandfather of the process of this sort of work, and I've interacted with him in a lot of different conferences and so forth over the years. Now we have a working relationship. Clearly, part of what the monitor is going to need to certify is that OPA is doing the job that it needs to do, and I have a lot of trust in Mr. Bob that he'll be fair but rigorous.
The incumbent mayor to whom you report, that's who hired you, Mike McGinn, has said that in some instances this reform process can last up to a decade. So this is a long, ongoing thing. It doesn't change no matter who the mayor is. But your job could change, correct? So does that set back the process of reform?
No, I don't think so. So just a couple of things. I have a 3-year term that I've been appointed to, which began in July. So I have 3 years and can be reappointed by whoever's mayor at the time for 2 more terms. But also the structure of OPA, there's a community policing commission that's created as part of the DOJ settlement. And that CPC, as it's known, has part of its work plan to make any needed recommendations for strengthening civilian oversight. So it's possible that in the next couple of years that some specifics or structure of OPA would change.
Boy, that's a lot of hands stirring the pot, isn't it?
Well, it is. You could look at it a different way. This is a reform is only going to happen if the community and the police are working together to achieve it. And I think this is an innovation. It's the first DOJ settlement agreement that has a police commission as part of it. I think it's a great idea. It's going to be a little messy and chaotic, perhaps, but I think in the long run, the people of Seattle will have a lot of faith in what comes out the other end.
I have to go back to your background, this seminary background and this police background. You really have some wild hats that you're wearing. But what is your experience on the job, having been a reserve police officer? How does that feed into how you hear what people have to say to you?
Well, I think it does help. It certainly helped initially in Boise and continues to help as long as I keep my understanding and training current. So having done the job, been out on patrol as a police officer and worked some different assignments back in the 70s, I understand from an experiential standpoint, what police work is like. The tools have changed, the technology has changed, but it's still the same kind of work. And I think that helps me ask the right questions from the of the community as they're filing their complaints, but it also helps me understand what we're looking for from the police side as well.
Just a last quick question. Last I saw an article, your large family was still back in Boise. Are they going to move here?
Well, of course, most of our family's grown up and having lives of their own. We have two children still at home, and my wife and the two youngest are still in Boise. For family reasons, they'll stay there for a while. We hope that they'll move here eventually, yes.
That must be the hardest part of the job for you.
It is pretty hard. I have to say, though, the hours are long right now, and at least when it's 8 o'clock and I'm still at work, I'm not worried about somebody holding dinner for me.
Pierce Murphy is civilian director of the Seattle Police Department's Office of Professional Accountability, 3 months on the job, total of 3 years under a contract. Thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you.